poverty and tatters and hollow-eyed and high, set up smoking in the supernatural darkness of cold water flats floating across the tops of cities contemplating jazz. Who lit cigarettes in boxcars, 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 racketing through snow toward lonesome farms and Grandfather Night. Who studied Plotinus, Poe, St. John of the Cross, telepathy, and Bob Kabbalah because the cosmos instinctively vibrated at their feet in Kansas. Ah, Carl, while you are not safe, I am not safe. And now you're really in the total animal soup of time. And who, therefore, ran through the icy streets, obsessed with a sudden flash of the alchemy of the use of the ellipse, the catalog, the meter, the vibrating plane, the truth of poetry? Who dreamt and made incarnate gaps in time and space through images juxtaposed, and trapped the archangel of the soul between two visual images, and joined the elemental verbs and set the noun and dash of consciousness together, jumping with sensation of pater omnipotens aeterna deus, to recreate the syntax and measure of poor human prose, and stand before you speechless and intelligent and shaking with shame, rejected yet confessing out the soul to conform to the rhythm of thought in his naked and endless head. The madman, bum, and angel beat in time, unknown, yet putting down what might be left to say in time, come after death. In the ghostly clothes of jazz, in the gold horn shadow of the band, and blew the suffering of America's naked mind for love into an alien, alien lama, lama, sabachthani saxophone cry that shivered the city.